is going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are doing a mock draft the whole fucking first round. You don't even have to watch. We're going to give you all the answers right here, right now. I am Brian Moran, your redraft degenerate, joined as always by the Dynasty Degenerate himself, Mr. Steven Sampson. A lot of interest in the rookies for Steven. Dynasty, this is your Super Bowl. These rookie drafts are make it or break it. And we are joined by listeners and good friends of the show, Rockstar and Mr. Connor Dockham, Ben Steffen. How you guys doing, boys?
Doing great.
Having a good night. Ready to go.
Third episode in a row for me? What is this?
Yeah.
Temporary host.
we have the intern degenerate.
I'll take it. The intern. I like that. I like that.
And the international degenerate, Ben Steffen.
That's right, Captain Canada. Let's go.
So, Eric wanted to join us, but unfortunately, he has come down with a case of not pneumonia. That's as far as he's gotten with his doctors.
Oh, boy.
They don't know if it's bronchitis. They don't know. He keeps testing negative, but they still say it might be COVID. Who the hell knows? But speedy recovery, obviously. We love our man, Eric. You know, he's great guy, great host. So wish him well. Hopefully he can be on the next episode. I don't see any reason to put it off. Let's jump right in.
Let's get our mock on.
So usually the first overall pick is pretty much a lock at this point, but even though there's a consensus, I wouldn't say it's unanimous, you know, not like Trevor Lawrence. Steven, who do you think the Jaguars take with the first overall pick?
So like you say, I think it's really between two guys for them at this point. And I think they take Aiden Hutchinson because he's a safer pick. Mm-hmm. I think he's the most talented guy in the draft, but I think there's another guy that has a little more upside. But I do think they go with the safe guy with Hutchinson.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah.
So that will bring us on to the second overall pick. The Detroit Lions are on the clock. Ben, who do the Lions take here, and how long will he be in the league?
I've seen lots of talk out there that they were going to pass on Hutchinson at one and would have had Trayvon Walker going to the Jags, so I would have had Hutchinson then to the Lions. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think obviously the way to go then, but that was more for me a Michigan thing, like a Michigan connection.
I've seen the same thing, Ben.
With
those two guys interchanging.
I don't know if it's combine talk, if it's just draft type and Walker's flying up the boards, but I'm not sure which way that will go. But if they don't take Walker, I think the Lions definitely jump and get the edge rusher that they need with Trayvon Walker from Georgia.
Yep. I would agree with
that. Those two, you don't know who is going first overall right now. It's either those two.
I mean, so I know I'm in the minority being like 15% out of the three players, but actually I like Kayvon Thibodeau the best personally. I watch his tape and he's so strong. He's so physical, maybe not as fast as Aiden Hutchinson. I think he's a little more instinctual than Trayvon Walker, but honestly, I kind of feel like all three can't really miss, but I'm surprised I'm the only one that has Kayvon Thibodeau the highest. I mean, not super shocked, but
for me, the difference between Walker and Thibodeau is the size. Mm-hmm. Walker's a little like barely taller, but he's got 20 pounds on him and is still blazing fast. Mm-hmm. That definitely makes a difference on the outside when you're against those big tackles.
Oh, for sure. So that puts the Houston Texans on the clock. That's my pick. And I'm going to take my own advice. We're going to go three edge rushers in a row. I'm going to take who I consider to be the best edge rusher in the draft and take Kayvon Thibodeau right here. Evan Neal and Kyle Hamilton are still available. Would you guys, does anybody think that they're going to pass on Thibodeau to take one of those two guys?
They could definitely select Kyle Hamilton.
Well, I mean, the beauty of being the Houston Texans is no matter who you pick, it is a position of need.
Yeah, they need everything. Yeah, right. They
it is. They definitely need everybody. I think if they don't take an edge rusher, I think they take a tackle. I think it's too early to take a safety. And they need a lot of help on both the offensive and defensive line. So, and with having another pick at 13,
yeah, they could wait.
They have a little more flexibility to take a corner or a safety or something later on too.
So
even an edge rusher.
And that's kind of my thought on it is, you know, I know the Houston Texans may have made a career out of it, but when you're picking this high, you know, you got to take the positions that are hard to fill. An elite pass rusher, that's a really tough position to fill. You can get tackles later. They may not be elite. They might not be all pros, but tackles you can find. You know, those elite pass rushers, man, they're tough. You know, you got to take them at the top, and that's why I just couldn't pass on Thibodeau.
There's like six or eight of them in this draft that are not elite. There's only two or three elite ones, but the next five or six are pretty close.
Yeah, but I think it's these three, and then it's a pretty steep drop to number four, personally. So that'll put the New York Jets on the clock. All the elite pass rushers are off the board. The Jets are on the clock. Connor, who are they taking?
With the fourth pick, the New York Jets are selecting Evan Neal, offensive tackle out of Alabama. Obviously, Zach Wilson got hurt last year. He's going in his second year. And now the Buffalo Bills have Von Miller on their team. Matthew Judon is on the Patriots, and he was the one that injured Zach Wilson last year. I was at that game. and like they had a lot of injuries. They had Mekhi Becton got hurt. They need to protect Zach Wilson bad, because if he keeps getting hurt, that his career is going to be short. And he needs as much protection as he can.
Agreed. I think Kyle Hamilton would certainly be tempting. I think that kid is an elite talent. But, you know, and I'm glad you brought up who they play against, because a lot of people forget about responding to what's going on in your division. Like, we just watched it play out with the NFC West, that arms race. But, like, you're right. Like, when the Bills add Von Miller, you need a response. And if your response can be Evan Neal, who you think you can have for his whole career and get on a cheap rookie contract for 5 years. And, you know, that's a smart play, which is probably why the Jets won't do it.
Yeah, they're probably.
I have them taking a corner.
Yeah, I had Sauce.
Gardner, I do like Sauce Gardner. I was tempted, but what's the biggest position of need on the Jets right now? Probably an offensive
corner. Everything.
Everything.
Everything, but against the elite quarterbacks that have been added to the division and who they play, they need a corner because they lost their guy in free agency this year. Not that they really had a lot, but I mean, they do need a tackle too, and Neal is a pretty strong talent, so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, their positions of need range from everything on the field all the way up to ownership.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
So that puts the Giants on the clock.
Yep. Steve, you're up.
Steven, who are they taking? They still have a whole plethora to pick from here.
Their need, I had them actually taking Neal, but I'll take it, Cam Ikwunu, because I think the two of them are pretty close as far as tackles.
Yeah, I saw a lot of mock drafts with like Ikwunu going to them, Neal going to the Jet, or Neal going to the Giant. Like, those two are going to flip. It could go either way.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I see them passing up on Hamilton or Gardner. I mean, that defense is effing trash.
Yeah, but they have
seven.
It's seven.
Yeah,
yeah, they have seven.
Yeah. I don't think.
I guess they're pretty much guaranteed one or the other, ain't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'd rather take the tackle, knowing that Carolina needs a tackle as well.
No, it's an excellent point. I didn't really think of it.
Take my secondary guy later.
All right. So that brings up the Carolina Panthers. We have the homer himself, Rockstar, here to pick for him. So who are they picking on Thursday night?
Oh, so both the guys that I wanted went 4-5 there.
No, that's not true. You want Malik Willis.
not right here. Not at 6. So if we got to Thursday and the board went like this, I would be sitting in my seat praying we trade back. But as we're not doing any trades in this mock, I'm going to say the Panthers do take their quarterback with Malik Willis. The other pick I would have had would be Charles Cross, as I think he's Cross. Probably the best pass protector in the draft of the top three. But
I would agree with you. That's who I have them take.
If they're all around guys go with Neil and Icky, Rule's got to save his job, and his only way he's saving his job is with some electricity. And of the quarterbacks, if they're going to take one at 6, Malik Willis definitely has the most electricity as far as being able to run the ball like a truck, similar to an old Carolina faithful, Cam Newton. And he's also got a rocket of an arm. So we like our running quarterbacks in Carolina. So
here's my thing about Malik Willis. He can be electric. There's no question about that. I also think that he has a pretty low floor. The more I watch him, the more I think I'd rather have Kenny Pickett. And Pickett's not ready.
That would be my least favorite pick.
So Pickett, I can kind of see a career trajectory. We'll get to him. All right, so good pick. And
pass the ball to you, Brian.
I'm back on the clock. And look, wouldn't you know it, the two defensive players I wanted are still there. Kyle Hamilton is way too good to pass up right here. Way too good. If he falls all the way to 7, I'll be shocked on Thursday night. So I'm going to take Kyle Hamilton here. If I'm the Giants, I'm feeling real good about that. That is a steal in my eyes, and I'm pumped.
I think you're going to be surprised Thursday, because I think he falls outside of the top 15.
No. What? Come on.
Yes.
Yep. No.
Just because of need.
He's a freak.
I'm serious.
He's a freak.
I'm not disputing that. He's an excellent safety, but because of need, I think you see him fall.
Yeah, I don't see that. Well, I mean, time will tell, right? You know, once upon a time, it was inconceivable that Sam Darnold would not be the first overall pick. You know? So, definitely everything's subject to change. So, the Giants select Kyle Hamilton with their second first-round pick. That puts the Atlanta Falcons on the clock. Connor, you know, you still have Charles Cross. You still have Amon Gardner. Garrett Wilson. Nice little Calvin Ridley replacement. Who are you looking at here?
Yeah, the last one you mentioned, Garrett Wilson. That's who that's who they should be taking, because who knows how long Calvin Ridley is going to get suspended for. It could be like this whole season, maybe half the season next season, but obviously, they need a wide receiver. Like, that wide receiver room is complete dog shit right now. I literally can't name one receiver in that room right now, because Russell Gage is gone. He's in Tampa.
You got Olamide Zaccheaus.
Yeah, outside of him, I can't name anybody. I know
Olamide Zaccheaus. Yeah, that's why they're selecting Garrett Wilson.
Yeah. No, I mean, fair enough. It's not a terrible pick, and I don't rule it out. My only thing is that last year they used their really high first-round pick on Kyle Pitts, and I don't know if they want to burn another one on a pass catcher when their defense is straight dog shit.
That is true, but
I have him taking a defense.
That Ridley suspension was just a complete shock to everyone.
Oh, it came out of nowhere, yeah.
I'm literally driving to work one day, and I get an alert on my phone saying Calvin Ridley is suspended for the entire season. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was crazy.
All righty. So that So the Atlanta Falcons take Garrett Wilson. That puts the Seahawks on the clock at 9. The Seahawks have a first-round pick. Who would have guessed? Steven, who are they taking?
I mean, crazy. So I, because he's still here, I don't think he's here on Thursday, but because he's here, I have them taking. We'll take Sauce Gardner.
Wow.
Gardner. I really don't think he makes it to 9, but.
Way too good to pass up.
Yeah. And they need, you know, they need talent at every position again, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the middle of a full rebuild, so.
Yeah.
They're even listening to offers for DK, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, they're just dumping every, like what you said on the free agency episode, dump them all.
Yeah. I mean, once you get rid of Russ, you're out of contention. So you might as well just dump everybody, get as many picks as you can, and go into full rebuild.
Whoa. Settle down. I mean, Drew Lock can take him to the front.
Exactly. That's what I say. That's what I keep telling people.
You mean Geno Smith.
Geno. So, Seattle takes Ahmad Gardner, which obviously I think that's a steal too. I mean, if he goes all the way to 9.
Definitely.
I think he'll go a little higher than that, but
I do too. I mean, if he's so, what I think is, if he's there at 9, I think Seattle trades back.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody will, you know, will.
Yeah, somebody will want him.
Oh, somebody definitely needs him.
Yeah.
hello, Bill Belichick.
I doubt that Bill is trading up from 21 to 9. I doubt it.
No, it's not going to happen, but we need a corner so fucking bad.
Jeez,
that's a big jump.
I miss you, J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, me too. So the Seahawks take Sauce Gardner. That puts the Jets on the clock at 10. Ben, you know, so this is what we were talking about at the start of the show. Now we're getting into that just a guy territory. You know, it's really, at this point, I almost feel like you're drafting for need more than these freak athletes that you could think are going to change your team. So, I mean, what are you looking at here and why?
Well, if they were looking freak athlete, want to change their team a bit, they could definitely take Jordan Davis because he's a monster in the middle, mm-hmm. and that's super important, mm-hmm. especially when you got teams that like to run the ball and you want to get pressure to Josh Allen's face. I think they need to get a prototype wide receiver one. For Zach Wilson, they have slot guys, they got little guys, they got the pass catching running back. I think they take Drake London here at 10.
He's
huge. Guy. He's got great catchability, contested catchability. He's a guy, if Wilson runs into it, can throw it up. I think he's going to look very similar to the way DeAndre Hopkins was in Houston, where it was just every target is going up to him because he's the guy that can pull it down.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a good complement to Elijah Moore.
I don't hate it. I have a hard time seeing him go before Jameson Williams.
Just different type of wide receiver, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, they could use any type.
Well, they got a good one. They have a good one. And if you can put a big guy on the other side that's going to draw some coverage, leave your slot guy open, why not do that? Because he's the best one to do that in this draft.
I could see that, but it also I think Jameson Williams has the quicks for an outside receiver.
He's very quick, but when is he going to play?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's that
granted,
too.
I know that the Jets obviously aren't playing for 2022, but when you're taking a guy this early and you're developing your offense with a new quarterback, you'd like to have that guy at least early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably looking at mid to late season for him just because of the timing.
So I'm just looking at it a different way than Ben. You know, if I want to get my slot guy open, I want somebody that's going to stretch the field because he's running like a gazelle. And to me, that's Jameson Williams. We're trying to solve the same problem. We're just going about it different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed lately the fast guys aren't really doing a whole lot of all the field stretching. Like Tyreek Hill, yes, he stretched the field, but a lot of what he did was short pass, take it to the house sort of things. And they have a guy like that. They have that with Elijah Moore. And this guy he's different. He's He's a big-bodied wide receiver. He can get that contested catch in the end zone, which they don't have anybody to do that right now. Mm-hmm. And
they got Uzama now.
Yeah, which
will help them in the red zone.
Yeah,
but they have to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think it's a bad pick. I'm just playing devil's advocate. So the Jets take Drake London with a bad pick. And what is that? That puts me on the clock, right? With
yes, sir. Washington? Yes.
All right. So the Washington Commanders' first ever draft pick. Man, there's another team that could use a million needs. I think I'm going to take my own advice, and I think I'm going to I'm torn. I'm telling you, I'm getting kind of high on Kenny Pickett.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Yeah, here we go.
Are you going to do it?
Who's their quarterback?
Carson Wentz. But they gave up so much for him.
Yeah.
I don't disagree that they probably take a quarterback later in the draft. I don't think it's at 11.
But none of them have the ceiling of Kenny Pickett. So that's, you can draft the guy later, but
who's their wide receiver two?
Well, that's the thing. I want to take Jameson Williams here just because I think Jameson Williams is a stud, but what fucking good is he without a quarterback?
Well, they're going to have a high pick again next year.
That's an excellent point. you know what? I'm gonna take the athleticism. I'm gonna take Jameson Williams, even though I don't think Kenny Pickett would be a bad pick, for the record. So I will take Jameson Williams here. He is officially a Washington Commander. He is the first ever draft pick by the Washington Commanders, and probably a bust just because of where he landed.
Probably a bust. Honestly, Brian, I think at 11, if they're looking at taking Pickett, they trade down. You know what I mean? I think they go back four or five spots if they can and take him and get something else with it.
There's a chance, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who wants to trade up, you know?
Yeah.
There's a couple of nice names right now. Like Charles Cross is still there. Jordan Davis is there. Jermaine Johnson and Stingley. And the next group of teams other than Houston all can use those same guys. So you might see somebody try to jump ahead and grab one of those guys in front of the team in front of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I can't see KC staying at 29 and 30.
No.
No, I think they'll make one pick. I think they'll pick at 29 and they'll trade back in the second at 30.
That's usually what happens.
You know what might be interesting is if they package both of those picks to move up
and draft
Jameson Williams.
Yeah,
because he is kind of a Tyreek replacement.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that's who I actually have him going to was Kansas City.
At what spot?
At 29.
Oh, he's not going to make it to 29.
No, but where I was doing it, you can't make trades. So.
Ah, okay. So Washington Commanders take the athleticism. They take Jameson Williams. That puts the Minnesota Vikings on the clock. Connor, you are picking. You know, you just heard Steve run through this list of players that are still available.
Yep.
Who were you thinking and why?
They are taking Derek Stingley out of LSU. How many games did the Vikings blow in the fourth quarter last season?
They blow every game.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
What was the main reason why the Vikings blew those games?
Yeah, they couldn't close it.
They're secondary.
And they're going to get a very athletic corner that can like get their hands inside a wide receiver to disrupt the play. And he's going to help them win football games because Patrick Peterson is not the answer right now. That old motherfucker.
So I like Derek Stingley. Don't get me wrong. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But do you really think they could pass on Jordan Davis right here?
I think they could.
I think they do.
Their front seven's pretty good.
They're in better shape in the front line than they are in the secondary. I agree that they take a corner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean,
it may not be Stingley, but I do think
the defensive line was not the problem.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But he's a legitimate talent.
Yeah, I mean, not saying he's not a legit talent. I don't think Minnesota is after like who's the best on the board. I think they just want their needs for right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they'd be hard pressed to pass up on Jordan Davis. They got some decent pass rush there, but the interior is weaker than the outside, and Jordan Davis would turn that D line into a beast. And
so they have Dalvin Tomlinson and Armin Watts,
mm-hmm.
who both played last year, and they just added Za'Darius Smith in free agency for an outside.
I forgot they added Za'Darius Smith. You're right.
So you got him and Danielle Hunter as your edge, and then Harrison Phillips as well. They're good on the front.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Otherwise, like if they hadn't just added a couple of guys, I would say you're absolutely correct that they would be fools to pass him up. Mm-hmm. But there is a glaring need at corner that they can address here and have for the next 5 years. So
yeah, no, I can get on board with that. So Vikings take Stingley. That puts the Houston Texans on the clock yet again. And Steven, I took Kayvon Thibodeau with the 3rd overall pick. Now it is your pick for the 13th overall. Who were they taking?
Kayvon Thibodeau. I had him falling all the way to there.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. He's been falling, and I don't really know why, because I haven't been following the mocks as closely as I usually do. But, yeah, he's been falling for some weird reason. But let's see. I mean, Houston needs a little bit of everything, so I'm going to go with one of my favorite wide receivers in this draft. I'm going to have them take Chris Olave.
I could see great that. Pick. I think I could see. I could great see that. Pick.
I mean, it'll never happen. They'll take Jordan Davis. He's sliding way too far. But Chris Olave is. Might be the best route runner in the draft. I mean, I think he's a freak.
They probably would take a tackle. If Cross is still there, they probably realistically would take Cross.
To protect who?
Davis Mills. Give him another shot.
To protect Mills right now, but, you know, to put the line in place for the quarterback they draft next year if they need to.
No, I hear you. So,
I'm going to change my pick. I'm going to take Charles Cross.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how to fix this.
Got to restart.
Oh, yeah, never mind. We're going to go with Olave. Never mind. Continue.
Hey, you know what we'll do to keep track? When somebody wants to draft Chris Olave, just add Jordan, Charles Cross. He's off the board.
No, just leave Olave down there. He fits what they need as well. So it's not. I'm not hung up on it.
I will say, though, Chris Olave, when I watched his tape, holy fuck, is he terrible at blocking. I mean, straight up awful at blocking. Which makes him a good fit for the Texans because they don't run the ball anyhow.
Well, they got Marlon Mack now, so they might.
Yeah, no quarterback.
Yeah. He's got a statue. He's going to stand there.
Yeah.
Marlon Mack runs.
So, Texans. Crystal, is it Olave? I've been hearing it pronounced as Olave.
Chris Olave?
I don't know.
Yeah, Olave. Yeah.
I would have pronounced it Olave if I never heard it. So, Ben, that puts you on the clock with the Baltimore Ravens. What are you thinking here, buddy?
There are three very Raven-esque picks that could happen right here, and they're all monsters. I don't see Jordan Davis falling this far. I don't see Charles Cross falling this far. And in that case, I would have them taking, what's the center's name? Tyler Linderbaum would be like the most Ravens pick ever. He's just a beast at center. But since he's still there, there's zero chance that they pass on Jordan Davis with that defensive team.
finally somebody recognizes the fucking need.
Oh, the guy's like a beast. It's just fit for a lot of these teams above there. It's not a lot of them just need a big guy in the middle on their defense.
Right.
They want flashier, sexier picks. But the Ravens usually don't care about that too much. And they just get what they need. And yeah, Jordan Davis fits them very well.
I'm willing to beer bet every single person here that Jordan Davis goes before 14.
Oh, I think so too. Just where?
You'll see. Yeah, I don't know.
Think he does.
Right? It's where.
I'll beer bet you on that, Brian.
This whole, I like it. I like it.
Connor, you in?
I can't buy alcohol.
you can drive to New York and buy him a butterbeer.
We got a beer bet.
That's awesome.
That's fucking dope.
All right. 19, Brian. You know this.
All right. So the Ravens take Jordan Davis, who we all agree is a fucking steal.
Yes.
Except for Steve. Mm-hmm. And
No, I don't. I agree that he's a steal. I just don't think he gets taken.
No, but I got to shit on you. You know that. That puts me on the clock with the Philadelphia Eagles at 15. Their first pick. Oh, yeah. They'll fuck this up for sure. Kenny Pickett? No. So,
not fuck this up if you go that route.
If if that team takes Kenny Pickett, that city's going to burn.
Oh, for sure. Hey, they were pissed when they picked Donovan McNabb. you can't skip on Charles Cross here. He's fallen too far, he's too good. And they need O-line help, so you take Charles Cross, you shuffle other people around and make it work. But Jalen Hurts needs a little bit of time. God forbid you give him just a little bit of time, he doesn't have to run for his life. So I'll take Charles Cross here at 15. And that'll wrap up the Eagles. We go on to number 16. The New Orleans Saints take the first of their first round picks. They pick again at 19. Connor, you have the honors. You're on the clock, sir. Who are you looking at and why?
This is a tough... I think, like, where we've drafted so far, I think this is really tough. I originally had Jameson Williams fall to 16 to go to the Saints. But since he's gone, I think they're going to have to go with Trevor Penning, because they lost Armstead to Miami. I think this is a good replacement for him. I don't know if you've seen tape on Trevor Penning. That dude is tough. That dude is strong, and he is going to protect Jameis Winston or whoever the quarterback is for New Orleans this summer.
He would definitely be a Sean Payton pick.
But yeah. Sean Payton's not there right now.
He's not, but it's his entire coaching staff that's stuck behind. So I can see Penning being a pick for the Saints, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's their style of player.
He agreed.
Exactly what I had to.
So that puts the Los Angeles Chargers on the clock. Steven, you're up. Who are you looking at and why?
Oh, so the Chargers that got significantly better in the offseason.
significantly? Yeah.
I'm going to go with Treylon Burks. They need a third guy to throw to, and I think he can fit that scheme. I think he can fit in there as a number three behind Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. And I think that gives them a pretty solid offense at that point. Kind of completes what they've got started in free agency. I would have preferred Jameson Williams if he had fallen that far. But
yeah, that's why he didn't fall that far. I think it's a decent pick. I don't know, man. I have trouble seeing them picking a wide receiver over defensive help.
We'll see.
Didn't they just sign a bunch of defensive help or trade?
They traded for Mac. They signed J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, they're solid on defense right now.
Yeah, they'll be okay.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
So, I mean, I'm looking more at safety, and I was thinking you were going to pick Daxton Hill, but
no, they're still in pretty good shape with safety.
Yeah,
Derwin James is a stud.
Derwin James is there.
Well, yeah, but most teams play more than one safety, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the Legion of Boom, who's the last team to have both safeties locked down with superstars? Pretty rare.
Well, yeah, but that's what made the Legion of Boom so good. I mean,
yeah. There's other parts to it.
So, Nasir Adderley is also very good, and he's their free safety. So,
yeah, I think the defense needs a lot more help than the offense, personally. Between Austin Ekeler, Mike Williams stepped up a bit last year, and Keenan Allen's obviously a stud. Justin Herbert's a stud.
They just are missing a wide. I mean, they're good at tight end, or adequate at tight end. You're not going to replace that this draft anyway.
Hell no.
No,
they're fine with draft. Running back. They've got a solid line. On defense, believe it or not, I'm looking at the depth chart. They're solid on defense. I mean, you got Asante Samuel Jr. and J.C. Jackson, and then you got Mike Davis as well, and their safeties are pretty good, and they're really good at linebacker, and with adding Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, I mean, they could pretty much take whatever they want at this point. I think there's other edge guys they can take later, but you're going to see a drop-off in wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to give that young arm some weapons, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you got to figure Keenan Allen, how many more years is he going to have?
Not many.
Well, there is that too.
Mike Williams only plays 8 games a year, so.
That's also.
Yeah.
Well, last year he played all 17. He was just only good for 8.
Yeah.
For real, yeah.
All right, so Chargers take Treylon Burks. That puts the Philadelphia Eagles up for their second pick of the first round. And Connor, this one's all. Nope,
no,
it's not.
Nope.
Nope.
Ben, this one is all yours. Who are the Eagles taking here at 18?
They sprint to the podium to draft Devin Lloyd, linebacker out of Utah. I think he's the best linebacker in the draft, and that is one of their big holes.
He is 100% best linebacker in the draft.
Yeah.
He's a guy, if Belichick would trade up, he's the guy he would trade up for.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yes.
Big leader in the middle. He can play to the outside.
3-4. Yeah, he plays 3-4, 4-3.
He's all set.
Again, if Howie Roseman fucks that pick up, Philadelphia is going to burn.
Yeah.
Like, that city will riot for the next 3 days.
All right, so that puts the Saints on the clock at 19 for their second pick of the first round. The world's kind of my oyster right here.
Do it.
You know what?
They're a team that needs a safety.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Booth and I'm looking at Daxton Hill and I'm trying to decide who I want.
If you get to choose between the two,
I'm going Daxton. I would go Dax.
I would go with Daxton as well.
That's what I'm thinking as well. But if Andrew Booth turns into an above-average corner, which I think he will, I don't think he'll be great, but I think he'll be above average. He'll be a Pro Bowler, not all pro. The combination of him and Lattimore would be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right, though. I think I got to go with Daxton Hill here. I just don't agree with. I mean, like Zion Johnson's a good player. I just don't agree with drafting guards this high. Just straight up, I just don't. On principle, I don't.
Yeah,
so,
but they just took their tackle, and they're actually in better shape at guard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I'm taking Daxton Hill. It's done. It's over. Safety, Michigan.
Yeah, he's a nickel corner too. So you're getting both positions out of him, whereas with Booth, you're just getting a corner. So I see what you're saying with him aside, Lattimore, but I think Hill's far and above the better pick.
Mm-hmm. So that puts the Pittsburgh Steelers on the clock at 20. We all know what this pick is going to be. Go ahead, Connor.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I want you to do it.
Kenny Pickett.
You're fucking right. It's Kenny Pickett.
I was going, honestly, going between him and Zion Johnson. Get Najee Harris to 2,000 yards, rushing yards. But I think they need a quarterback for the future. Because Trubisky is not the answer for Pittsburgh's problems.
And if he starts, I owe Steve a beer. We made a beer bet last year that he would never start again in the league.
Who?
Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, he's starting.
I don't know.
I'm pretty certain.
I know it's looking that way. So, you know, Kenny Pickett, like I was starting to say earlier, I kind of picture a career trajectory sort of like Josh Allen. Like, we all remember how dreadful he was those first couple of years, right?
Oh, he was awful. Like,
Josh Allen was terrible. But I see a lot of potential. I think Kenny Pickett has a really high ceiling. The more I watch him, the more I like him. And I think it's going to be a little bit of a rocky start, but he has potential.
That offense is going to help him so much.
Absolutely, yeah. He's surrounded by weapons. I think that's a great place for Kenny Pickett to grow into a pro. Certainly a better spot than Buffalo was when Josh Allen first got there.
Yep.
So
Before the Stephon Diggs era.
Yeah, it's fucking. What do you mean, fucking Sammy Watkins? Like, you know,
he also had a John Brown.
Yeah, but you know, Kenny Pickett, man, I like him. The more I watch him, I'm telling you, you guys want to keep your eyes out for him. That brings us to 21. The New England Patriots. Steven, you are on the clock. The Patriots have a lot of needs as well, believe it or not. So. Who are you looking at, and how do you think he'll fit in?
Looking at who's here, I'll probably take Karlaftis, George Karlaftis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we took Winovich. He didn't work out. We need another edge guy to go with Judon. I mean, we have a lot of needs. Going with Booth here wouldn't be a bad thing either. I know linebacker is one of our glaring needs.
N'Kobe Dean like is pretty said, good. I like N'Kobe Dean.
He is, yeah. So they might go with him too. I don't know. Like I said, I think they trade up for Devin Lloyd, but.
So, but you think they would take Karlaftis over Johnson?
Yes.
I think Belichick would be in love with that versatility.
Yeah, but.
Like, Jermaine Johnson, he's probably not as good of a pure pass rusher, but he's certainly a lot more versatile. And I think that's typically the player Belichick would float towards. That's why he hated Winovich.
Yeah, I really don't think so. I think he's going to go with the talent. I'm on the fence, so... I might just pivot and go at the corner.
Well, they can certainly use a corner, too.
No, I know. We have that's the problem. We need an edge rusher. We need a corner. And we definitely need a linebacker. Dean is a pretty good fit there, too.
I think would be a great fit.
Because you have Judon, I'm not putting the premium on
the edge rusher.
On the edge rusher. I'm looking at especially linebacker. I would like a corner, and I wouldn't mind a safety.
Yeah, safety they'll be able to get later.
And a wide receiver as well.
An offensive line because they traded Shaq Mason.
Yeah, that too.
But I think they could go into the later rounds and get someone.
Yeah, I think
worked
so.
Out for.
I mean, realistically, the Patriots have as many holes as the teams at the top of the draft. But they played such a puppy shit schedule this year that they're picking in the back of the round, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll just take N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe Dean. Yeah, a lot of experts have N'Kobe Dean getting drafted by the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
It's probably a lock that Belichick's going to take a linebacker there.
I would hope so, because that's probably our biggest position of need. They blow.
Yeah, Jawan Bentley. Who else? Who else? Who else besides?
I literally laugh when people mention Jawan Bentley. I cannot believe he plays football for a living.
Yeah.
So that puts the Packers on the clock at 22. Ben, the world's your oyster. Do you think they pass on Jermaine Johnson?
Yep.
Yeah.
No. Ahead, come Ben. On.
Oh, dude. Yeah. They have to take a fucking wide receiver here.
You think so?
Yes.
Yes.
They got another pick in this draft or in this they round.
Do. They do.
And
the dude, one they that would I... not pass on Jermaine Johnson. They just let their best pass rusher leave.
They definitely could, because I could see him taking a center.
Yeah,
a center in the yeah. first round.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyler Linderbaum. Yeah.
Linderbaum is there's a teardrop after him at center.
No, like no joke. They got to keep him upright. Center's Bro, important.
We're not, dude.
Yeah, dude. Tackles last forever.
I am willing to bet if you they right reach, now. I am willing to for the bet drop you off. Right now. Not a single center goes in the first round.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that for a bet too.
It didn't play.
We got a beer bet.
I hit it twice.
You did.
Got you both.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, I got Linderbaum with this pick. Maybe I'm mailing
you. Oh, no way. Yep. No effing way.
Because the drop in wide receivers after the wins.
They don't lose games because of their offense.
They do. Sometimes. But I know they just. I know they lost.
Their defense can't stop a nosebleed.
They only had one wide receiver. I know he left, but the drop from where we've got wide receivers going to what's next is bigger than you got to get the center here. Because if you reach, you're going down, what, to Christian Watson? You can get
centers
that at 28.
Grow on fucking trees, man.
Yeah. You can get that at 28. Not good ones. Not good ones. Trust me.
Yeah, no, good Carolina, we, are just, they grow on ones. Trees.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got another pick there at 28.
Yeah. They could. Yeah, Watson could not honestly long. Fall.
You
to
ain't getting Jermaine Johnson at 28.
He wouldn't be here anyway, but I still don't think they take him. I still think they take the center.
Linderbaum?
Yep.
Listen, we can argue all night. The listeners know you're wrong. That's all that matters.
That's okay. We'll see what happens draft day.
We'll find out.
All right, that puts me on the clock, and out of principle, out of sheer fucking hatred, I'm taking Jermaine Johnson.
Jermaine Johnson
that's a good
to
fit.
The Cardinals?
No, that's a good fit.
Impossible
good
fit. To pass him up there.
They need an edge rusher because Chandler Jones is gone.
That's right.
So
good fit.
Taking Johnson or Carl Aftis there is solid. And one of them should be there.
I think people... Oh, man, you guys are trying to rile me up. So, Cardinals, Jermaine Johnson, it's not up for debate. It's over. Cowboys are on the clock. This would be Eric's pick. Connor, I need you to channel your inner Eric. Who are they taking 24th overall?
George Karlaftis. Just because, just get the best defender available. Improve that defense. Him and Micah Parsons would be unstoppable together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. No further questions.
See, I would have him taking a guard.
So I don't. I
you can't pass it up because
I was about to say Zion Johnson. That offensive line's getting a little long in the tooth. That's probably where I would have leaned. But
yeah, I was between.
N'Kobe Dean's not a bad pick. Don't hear what I'm not saying. You know.
Yeah, it was either between him or Zion, but I mean, defense can win you games, and. They definitely could not stop Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs. So, yeah, just stick with the go with.
Really, all they had to do was like kick him in the knee.
All right, so that brings on number 25, the Buffalo Bills. Steven, you're picking for your division rival. Who do the Bills take here at 25? And I have an oddball pick.
I think Bills take a corner. Yep. And since Booth is still here, I'm going to take him.
Andrew Booth.
Mm-hmm.
No arguments for me.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with Booth for sure. I don't know, man. I got like this gut feeling though, and like there's really no reason for it. And to be honest, I don't even think it's that smart of a move. Something is just screaming to me that they're going to take a running back.
Could be
Buffalo.
I don't know. I don't even think it would make sense.
No,
but I don't know. Like I said, I just have this gut feeling they're going to take one.
Yeah, I think they're pretty solid at running back with Singletary and Moss.
Well, and Singletary turned it on at the end of last year, but let's not pretend he's been good over the average of his career.
Yeah,
you know
who else?
I don't think running back is a huge need for him. They could definitely get like, I don't know, like an offensive lineman, defender. Doesn't matter.
I have them either taking a corner or a guard, but I think with the corners that are still here, I think Booth is too good to pass up.
Yep. No, I mean, like I said, I think it's a smart pick. That's just my gut telling me they're going to do it. I don't know if they will but
I don't think they will because they just signed Duke Johnson. Not that he's a game changer, but that gives them that other element that they wanted Moss to be that isn't. So,
yeah,
you know, that kind of shores them up for this year, gives them a chance to take one of the other guys in the third or fourth round, and they can get better positional talent here instead of having to take a Breece or a Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll bring up the Tennessee Titans at 26. Ben, you're on the clock. Who are you taking?
Matt Corral from Mississippi. I think he needs a year, and they got a guy that can definitely get them through a year. He can pepper that ball out real quick, get it out real fast to AJ Brown. He's a good runner. They can get out relatively cheap with a second-year rookie quarterback. They can get out of Tannehill's contract for, I think, like 19 next year. He'll be 35, and it's not going up for him. I think they got to get one some point in this draft, and he'd be one of the best fits for that team, in my opinion.
You really think Tannehill is a problem? I don't think they're looking to replace Tannehill.
I think they definitely would be looking to replace Tannehill.
I think they are, but do that. Not next. I think grabbing him gives them a couple of years because you're probably not going to move Tannehill next year with the salary, but you give the kid a chance to learn for
a couple,
year and a half, or two seasons, and then you can cut Tannehill for nothing, and Corral's ready.
And
I don't hate the pick at all because he does need at least 1 year, probably two.
To me, this feels like drafting Garoppolo, like he's going to play out his rookie deal, and you never went to him.
You know? I don't think Tannehill lasts that long. That's the thing, and no, with getting so. Getting the rookie in the first round with quarterbacks is kind of key. Years, get the fifth year.
Oh, no, I mean, I get
like that's,
that. But
that's why, and like out of the guys, it was either him or Sam Howell, and I just think Corral fits their system a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. I just, like I said, I'm just struggling with them moving on from a guy that threw for almost 4,000 yards last year with over 20 touchdowns.
Just doesn't seem to be a winner.
Yeah, but I think his contract's up next year, isn't it?
He's got one more year after this one. And
it's up at the end of 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they pick up their quarterback now, you get 2 years and then Tannehill's a free agent, they can move on and say thank you very much for your services. We really appreciate it and good luck in free agency.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't see it, but
it's a pretty similar to honestly not comparing the quarterbacks case by case, but similar to what the Chiefs did with Patrick Mahomes, where they got the guy that they thought was going to be their future, but they knew he wasn't going to play right away because they had a guy in place that could still take him to the playoffs. And when the guy was ready, you move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Tannehill's better than Alex Smith. That's...
I don't know. Pre-injury Alex Smith on that team, didn't they win like 13 games?
Yeah. Like, yeah, more than 12.
But
yeah,
but I think Tannehill is better. You know, I mean, you know, I know that Derrick Henry gets all the credit, but Derrick Henry didn't play a whole lot this year. And like I said, he threw for almost 4,000 yards and had over 20 touchdowns. He did it without Derrick Henry. In a lot of games, he did it without A.J. Brown and Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm. He's not a terrible quarterback. It's just he's getting up there in age, 35. Yeah. Two more years, it's going to be 37.
Ryan Tannehill was 33. And
he'll be 35.
He'll be 35 at the end of that contract.
In 2 years, right. Yeah.
At the end of that contract, yeah.
Well, like, quarterbacks don't retire at 35 anymore. This isn't 1982. They played at 40.
Some of them.
The good ones.
They're not saying he's going to retire at 35.
Yeah. But... I don't think you have to draft his replacement this year. Put it that way. I mean, you know, Roethlisberger played at 39. Aaron Rodgers is 38. You know, I mean, these quarterbacks are playing longer and longer because they don't get hit anymore. You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm looking to replace my quarterback who's only 33 years old when he probably has 5 to 8 years left to play, which is why I made the comparison of Matt Corral and Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to play out his rookie deal, and you never gave him a shot.
I mean, without Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill averages 205 yards a game. That's not great.
At no, all. It's so not. But
on to talking about a team that does need to replace their quarterback because he is going to retire. And let's move on to Brian's pick at 27 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like it.
I'm not taking that fucking scrub, Sam Howell. You can't talk me into that. Not Sam Howell.
He won't fit that.
Tom Brady's got another 5 years. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He's going to play to 54, dude. I mean, they got a lot of needs, too.
I would be shocked if they took a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, no way. Not this year.
No.
Not this far back.
Not yet.
No. They have Blaine Gabbert. They'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, honestly, I think when it comes time for Brady to retire, they'll swing for the fences. They'll throw all their picks out the window and trade for somebody, you know?
Probably Ryan Tannehill. He'll be a free agent when Brady retires in 2 years.
All right, so... I think I'm going to take Zion Johnson. You know, I'm not crazy about taking guards in the first round, but frankly, he's just fallen a little bit too far.
That's a huge need for them.
Yeah, so they could definitely use some interior help. So I'll take Zion Johnson for the Buccaneers. And that puts Connor on the clock with the Green Bay Packers, their second pick this round. 28 overall. Obviously, we talked about their needs as well. They already took Tyler Linderbaum at 22, so that was kind of a wasted pick. How are you going to make up for it, Connor?
Christian Watson.
Best wide receiver in the draft.
I swear to God, if they select Kaiir Elam or Trent McDuffie, I'm like that, along with Philadelphia, if they mess that up, that town is going to go crazy. You trade away Davante Adams to Las Vegas. He signs a multi-year extension. And you take a secondary, someone in the secondary, and you don't take a wide receiver in the first round. This is why Aaron Rodgers is not going to win in the playoffs. But if they take Christian Watson, he's going to make that team better, and Aaron Rodgers is going to love him.
Yeah, we'll see. He doesn't love many people.
Nope.
The only way to get him to stay in Green Bay is if you sign Randall Cobb, apparently. I don't hate it. I mean, personally, I think they need more help elsewhere, but a wide receiver definitely couldn't hurt.
They got to take a wide receiver in the first round or else that town's going to go crazy.
You're talking about the Midwestern people, bro. They're just going to like, oh, okay, and they're going to drive home. Like
they get,
you know,
pretty rowdy on a Friday night, Brian.
You didn't draft no wide receivers? Oh, okay, Dan. You know? That's all you're going to get. Like, They're not angry fans like Philly, you know. They're not gonna fucking punch horses. They ain't about that life. They ain't ready for it, you know. Yeah, I mean, for me, the drop off between Christian Watson and the wide receivers you can get in the second round is not big enough for me to say, oh, I can't pass on Christian Watson. That's where I'm at with it. I look at the wide receivers behind Watson and I don't see a huge gap personally.
That's why I didn't take him at 22.
Yep. See, smart guy right there. I mean, not really, because you took a center.
they need one.
Yeah. So, it regardless of how I feel, it's set in stone. The Packers have taken Christian Watson at 28. That puts Steven on the clock with 29, the first of back-to-back Kansas City picks. Steven, you'll take the first. Ben, you'll take the second. Who are they grabbing at 29, Steven?
So, Tyrann Mathieu's gone. Big hit to the defense, and we all know that their defense was terrible for the beginning of the season, got better later on, but it's always been a concern. I'm going to take Lewis Cine, the safety out of Georgia.
Yeah, when you mentioned their bad defense, that was the same week I went to that Patriots game where they were playing the Jets, and one of my friends was like, yo, the Chiefs are getting blown out by the Titans right now. And I'm like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that team is not going to the Super Bowl this year.
So, I mean, I don't hate Lewis Cine. I just don't know if they pass on some of these corners that are left. And there's a handful of them left. But they could definitely use the safety. Don't get me wrong.
There's a bigger drop-off in safety than there is in corner.
That's true as well. But with back-to-back picks, you could always take your safety and your corner.
They also have to replace Tyreek Hill. Because that was my other consideration.
Do they?
Was a wide receiver there. What do you think? It's Mecole Hardman?
What do you think? It's Juju Smith-Schuster?
I think that Pat Mahomes is 4-1 without Tyreek Hill on the field.
Yeah. But how many games has he won with Tyreek Hill on the field?
Yeah. No,
I'm not saying they have to get Tyreek Hill. I'm just saying they need another receiver to fill the void that's left. Because we all know Juju's not a number one wide receiver.
No, he's not. But but that's my point, though, is who was the wide receiver on the field when Tyreek Hill was missing games? And Mahomes, I mean, I don't remember the stats. I saw this stupid Sammy video. Watkins. And it gave up all of his stats when Tyreek wasn't on the field. His numbers were stellar. His QB rating was through the roof. He threw for a million fucking yards and 100 touchdowns in 5 games.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. He's going to overcome one guy not being there. That's really not up for dispute.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wouldn't take a wide receiver in the first round.
It's not your pick.
No, it's Ben's pick. So, Ben, who are they taking with their second first round pick?
Oof. Tough. I don't see him having this pick, but I'm between David Ojabo, who I think would be crazy fast on the outside for that team, and something that they could use, but their secondary definitely needs more work. So I'm going to have them take Kaiir Elam from Florida.
See, now they got their corner, they got their safety, all's right with the world, everybody's happy. This is going smooth as shit. I love it. Great job.
We do have, do you guys see the breaking news that just dropped?
No.
The Denver Broncos have re-signed Melvin Gordon.
What?
Jesus Christ. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Why did you...
Okay, that honestly pisses...
Because the Ravens didn't want him.
Yep, basically, that's it.
That pisses
But
me
why'd
off.
You draft the kid? You know what I mean? Like, you drafted the kid for him to be your running back. Now you're just going to keep giving the ball to fucking Melvin Gordon?
What's the contract?
Yeah. It just says they're re-signing him. It was a sleeper notification.
Yeah. What the? It'll the details will be out.
They'll tomorrow. Flush it out later, but yeah, what he's the back. Fuck?
Why burn your pick on Javonta? Whatever.
Oh my wild. God.
Wow.
That really chaps my ass.
Totally unrelated, but buy your Javonte Williams shares now.
Yeah.
All right.
Panic sellers and disgusted people like Brian will be selling him now because he's never going to amount to anything.
No. I have Javonte Williams, and I can tell you right now he's not for sale. He's too talented. I hate that his opportunities get limited by that fucking hack.
I'll give you the 212 for him. He's not really going to do anything.
Oh, done.
Okay.
So that brings us on to me. With the Bengals, 31st overall, almost won the Super Bowl, didn't quite get there, so now they're 31. To me, this is a no-brainer. Kenyon Green, that interior offensive line needs so much fucking help. I would be thanking my lucky stars I could draft Green here. There's a realistic chance he is there, and I think that they would be stoked to grab him here. The interior of the offensive line lost them the Super Bowl. I understand it was Sam Darnold and Von Miller, but regardless.
It wasn't Eli Apple?
That too. Well, I mean, it's a good question, though. Would you have taken Trent McDuffie, Connor?
Maybe.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. 50-50 split. I would go back and forth between that. Like, what are they really... Because, well, they just... They signed Lyle Collins and Ted Karras and Alex Kapp in free agency. Free agency.
Well, yeah, I mean, they addressed the line in free agency.
Those are all decent little stop gaps, but I don't think those guys are long term solutions.
I understand what you're looking at. I would have taken the corner here and gotten the guard later.
Well, no, I can feel that too. You know, typically there is a plethora of guards that go later, much like centers. And
the one center there is a huge teardrop, like a huge teardrop.
I just can't stop talking shit. You know that.
Other than that, I mean, the guards after Johnson, I think there's a big drop off.
There's not a lot of good offensive linemen that can really help people in the first round after that.
And that's kind of why I went for him. I think Kenyon Green is kind of like the last guy in that tier. And, I personally, I'm not a big Trent McDuffie guy. People are high on him. I don't see it.
Understandable.
I think he's a decent prospect, but.
Trent McDuffie, Hall of Fame. Ryan doesn't like you. You're good.
So that brings us to the Mr. Irrelevant of our draft episode. The very last pick, the lowly Detroit Lions, the Jared Goff pick. Connor, who's going to wrap up the first round of the NFL draft?
This is actually tough because Detroit does need a quarterback. Jared Goff has, 2-3 years left on his deal?
Sam Howell ain't the guy.
Yeah, or Desmond Ritter. What about Desmond Ritter?
Oh no.
But they could.
I think either one of them are the guy.
Connor, yeah, because they talked
about on the other episode,
or they could wait until the second round to get one of these guys. But because Jacksonville does not need a quarterback because they have Trevor.
So that's another thing to remember, though, is that they're picking again in 3 picks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you take two quarterback picks, in the two first, picks. You get the fifth year option.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, do they have a fifth year option on a quarterback? So, yeah, I would think that Detroit takes a chance on Sam Howell. Obviously, Dan Campbell.
Hear me out.
Dan Campbell came out and said that if the general manager for the Detroit Lions selects a quarterback, he's all for it.
So hear me out here. Hear me out, okay? Before you hit that button and you select Sam Howell, hear me out. If your quarterback is good, you will re-sign him before his fifth-year option. Quarterbacks do not play on fifth-year options typically. So what does it matter if you take him in the first or the second round?
You still get that year, though.
Yeah.
Like they do extend, like they exercise that and extend the contract past that, but it right. gives you that extra year of not paying the guy $50 million or whatever that's going to be.
The fifth year option's real money. That ain't no cheap rookie deal.
Yeah, Daniel it's Jones not, is, no, but, could get but, like $18 million.
It's not going to be what it's going to be, though. Like the way the quarterback market's going, it's going to be insane.
Well, no, I understand that, but typically they don't play under the fifth year option. The quarterbacks force them to restructure before then. I mean, Kyler Murray's already trying to force the hand into restructuring. He doesn't want to play on the fourth year of his deal.
He'd you still get the money for the same money for those 2 years. Well, he just gets the extension after that, though, and he wants it all guaranteed.
So I mean, what I'm saying, if the kid can play, he's not going to play under the fifth-year option.
Oh, Kyler Murray can definitely play.
I'm talking about Sam Howell now. If the kid can play, he's not going to play under the fifth-year option because you're going to have to extend him before then.
They still play the fifth-year option. They still pay, like, the fifth-year option right now is $18 million. The player plays on that $18 million. Next year, he starts playing on the extension.
Yep.
When they get signed or drafted, they are on a five-year contract. Well, it's four, but they have to extend them for the fifth year and then extend it past that.
Mm-hmm.
So they always play on the fifth year option, or they don't pick it up and then they are free agents after 4 years.
Right.
Yeah, but when you factor in their signing bonus and shit, it's not really $18 million anymore.
The $18 million is a cap number. That's what it hits. It gets a cap for the fifth year option this year. It's like 18.8 or 18.7.
Yeah, that's Daniel Jones's number right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like all the quarterbacks are going to play under that, and then their extension takes effect after that fifth-year option year has been played, or they become free agents after the fourth year. It's the same thing they did with Darnold. He's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Did you just almost throw up, Ben?
I did, yeah.
So I mean I stand by it. If the kid can play, I'm gonna sign him before his fifth year option anyway. By the time I pay out his signing bonus counts against the cap, so I gotta pay him $18 million plus his signing bonus in the fifth year. I'm not saving any fucking money. I'm not really saving any cap room. Either the kid can play or he can't. If I take Trent McDuffie in the first round, there's somebody I can extend into his fifth year, because corners don't have the same leverage quarterbacks have if they can play, even if they can play.
I don't know. Jalen Ramsey did the same fucking thing.
Jalen Ramsey shot his way out of town. That was rare.
I knew something like that was going to happen.
You know, I mean, Jamal Adams shot his way out of fucking New York too, so it happens with all the positions. Just,
well, New York's just dumb. I mean, they gave away what did they trade? All their first-round picks for like 6 years in a row after they drafted them?
I'm just saying, it does happen with other players, and it's becoming more prominent in the last couple of years because everybody's now a diva. So,
J.C. Jackson bolted.
Yeah.
Literally, he was gone.
Literally, he's a bolt. Charger. You like what I did there?
I like it.
So, let's let Connor make his pick.
Yeah, and go ahead and make your pick, Connor.
Sam Howell.
Who are you picking?
Sam Howell.
Fucking idiot.
Good pick. Love it. Love it.
Yep. Just because Detroit is rebuilt. They've always been rebuilding, but just rebuild some more.
So that wraps up the entire first round. All in all, I agree with most of the picks. Like I said, I don't think there was anything too egregious. There is absolutely no fucking way Jermaine Johnson falls all the way to 23. Somebody has to change above that, you know? And I'm as guilty as anyone. I had picks in between 23 and 0, and I didn't take them either. So somebody is going to be very wrong. Jermaine Johnson's going to get picked higher than that. That would be an inexplicable fall. But we see those every year, too. So who the fuck knows? What do you think about the draft, Ben?
Well, I think there's definitely a lot of picks that went ways that I didn't expect. Not so much the range for the guys, but just kind of landing spots. But the arguments were good. I didn't really have anything against any of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I hope we see some movement on Thursday. I do. It just makes the draft more interesting. And
oh, it always helps.
My prediction is the Chiefs package those picks and they come up quite a ways and they get one of those top three wide receivers.
That's what I'm hoping to see.
That would be so crazy. That would change everything about the first round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even rebuild, still, Go ahead.
One of those rebuilding teams at the top. They spread out those picks, man. Like, I'd be happy if Carolina did that, but you don't need to come up to six. But a double, I don't know, trade back three and then trade back to them. Like something like that would be cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could draw it up all day for what I want them to do, but.
If you want a Garrett Wilson, trading up to six isn't exactly crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes would turn Garrett Wilson into a superstar.
So my thing is, like, if I'm them, I'm targeting Chris Olave. And that's who I want to trade up for.
I think that would be easier for them to trade up for Chris Olave. Yeah.
It'd be easier for them. And he's
around 15.
He's so close to Tyreek's skill set that, you know, I mean, Olave, phenomenal route runner, blazing speed. I mean, he's strong. He doesn't run block for shit, dude. I'm telling you, go watch that fucking tape. I was embarrassed watching the tape, and I wasn't even on it, you know?
But he's, like, 6 inches taller than Tyreek, too, so that's always a help.
It's always that. Well, like, what the fuck do they care about run blocking? They don't run the ball. You know what I mean? So Olave's, like, perfect. Like, and that's why, like, I was totally prepared to slam whoever picked Chris Olave. Like, I thought he'd go to, like, the Vikings, and I'd be like, oh, you can't pick him. He doesn't run block. And then you picked him for the Texans, and I was like, oh, that's kind of perfect. They don't run the ball at all. You know,
yeah.
So still though, I still stand by. Look up Pat Mahomes stats without Tyreek Hill. I'm telling you, I was shocked when I saw it. Like he's pretty much the same exact fucking guy when Tyreek's not on the field, and they have nothing but scrub wide receivers. You know,
well that's more what it is than actually Tyreek. For at least for me, it's Mecole Hardman's not the answer. I think Robinson was a free agent and left.
Robinson went to Vegas, I believe.
Yeah. Who else do they have? They have some other
Byron Pringle.
Byron Pringle.
He was also a speedy receiver.
He is, but he can't catch.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Other than that, he's pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, he's got a great name. He's very fast. He does well in the return game.
You should get sponsored by Pringles, the chips.
But, yeah, it's... So it's more just the fact that they need another wide receiver to go, you know, to take that spot to go along with Juju. It's not necessarily that the guy has to be, you know, fill the Tyreek Hill role. It's just, they just need another solid wide receiver.
Yeah, but this is a pretty deep class. I don't know if I would package my two picks together to move up to grab an elite wide receiver.
But there's a big talent drop off from guys that are going to be able to contribute well this year. And guys that need a year or two to develop.
Also, Kansas City is tied with Jacksonville with the most picks in this draft. Mm-hmm. They have, what, like 13? Something like that. So they can definitely use some of those picks to trade up.
Oh, there's no question they could. I just don't know if I would. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't necessarily have to use both of the first to trade up. You can use one of them because they have
just
a
use
plethora
one.
Of picks.
That's all they need.
Yeah. You know, use the earlier one.
Yeah, that depends second, how high you want to go. If you want to
like
trade
that.
Up to six, it's probably going to take both of your first. If you want to go up to 15, then yeah, now you could probably get away with something else, you know?
If you're going to go to six, then you've taken Garrett Wilson. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're going to try to go up to 15, you could get away with one first, like I said, a first, a second, a fourth, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
which they have plenty of. So
what if they went up to six and took Kyle Hamilton?
Nah.
I don't know.
I'm on board.
They have to.
I'm on board.
But I don't think they have to.
No, they don't have to. They can get Daxton Hill. They can wait for Daxton Hill.
He ain't gonna be there, boy.
If they want Hamilton, 29. They can trade up. They can still trade up into the early teens.
Dude, Kyle Hamilton, he's a different beast.
He's clearly Brian's favorite player of the draft.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a great fucking player. Like, I don't dispute that. Yeah,
I really don't. He's a good player. What I'm saying is, the top 10 teams need edge rushers, tackles, and corners. And a couple of them need quarterbacks, and I think one of them actually will take one. Safeties and those are going to go in the early teens. That's where those guys are going to start to go off the board. So if you want one and you're Kansas City, I wouldn't fault them at all for trying to trade up to, 10 or 11
and
take that guy.
I don't think there's any chance Kyle Hamilton makes it out of the top 10.
You want to beer bet that too?
I would. Oh my God, yes. I already had the outro queued up. I got to look for it.
We got a beer bet.
That's easy. That's an easy win. 0.0% chance.
I don't know.
Mr. Goodell.
I will know soon.
I was going to ask you how you felt about the draft, Steven, but I think I got the gist of it from you assaulting me. I think that's pretty much going to round up the episode. Ben, any parting words for the listeners?
Thank you so much for having me, guys, and hope everyone enjoys their Thursday night and end of the weekend with the draft. And go Panthers, keep pounding.
Always a pleasure. Connor, parting words?
Enjoy the draft. Pay attention to where all those fantasy receivers, running backs, tight ends go. That could definitely impact where they go on the rookie draft if you're in a dynasty league. And everyone in the dynasty listener league, thanks for all like the nice comments in the chat. Really appreciate that.
Great listener league. Side note, me and Steven have both started new jobs, actually on the same exact day, believe it or not, with completely different companies and completely different locals, and we've both been extremely tied up, so I'm sorry if we've been neglecting our duties a little bit, but we both got promoted, we both got pay raises, and we have more responsibilities to go with that, so it's just been tougher.
We both
didn't
get pay raises, Brian.
Huh?
We both did not get pay raises.
You didn't get a pay raise?
I took a $2 an hour cut.
Oy.
You cannot put a price on peace.
I was going to say happiness.
Well, that too.
But you don't have to work for Satan himself.
No. But it was a good move, and I'm really happy with it. It just changes the hours that that we work for the time being. But I'm ready for the draft. 8 hours on the draft week. That's all I can ask for.
So I'm hoping I'll be able to watch the draft, watch it start. I should be home by then, I would think.
I'm working Thursday night, so I'm going to put it on my phone or the TV. So, yeah.
So you know what's nice, dude? When you just fucking DVR it and you can skip all the bullshit. Oh, my God. There's mm-hmm. Dude, when you're able to skip the bullshit and you just watch the draft, you realize how much fluff is built into this.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the pick is in. Fucking 15 minutes later, they announce it. Like, well, if the pick's in, fucking walk out there, Roger. What are your legs broken?
But, yeah, I hate that part of the draft. Like what are you waiting for? Like, do you want to make do you want to make this longer?
Yes, he wants to make it longer.
I got class on Friday morning, bro. I'm a full-time college student. Come on.
I took Friday off. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm not working Friday night either. I'm not working Friday either.
Hey,
so.
every single crew at my power plant is working 4/10s except for me. So I have to get my ass up on Friday and go to work. And every other crew outside of the four people that work for me, excuse me, there's more than four, but whatever. Everybody else has Friday off. It fucking sucks. So
rough.
Maybe I could talk them into taking this Friday off. We'll see. But I think that's going to wrap up the episode. I think it was a great mock. I think we did a great job. We'll see how accurate it is. Obviously, almost every pick is probably wrong because the NFL draft is fucking wild. That's why we tune in. That's why we watch. That's why we talk about it. That's why we think about it, argue about it, all that shit. We're looking forward to it. We hope you are too. And after the draft, we'll be sure to do a recap episode, talk about what happened, what fantasy relevant players ended up where, and we'll give you the breakdown. So have a good night, and see you. Talk to you Thursday.